This conference is being recorded.
Well, we thank everybody for coming back again. The conference is back on, and I think everybody's ready to answer the question. I'll reread the question again. The question is, what continent, land, or land masses were the first two rivers that left the Garden of Eden located? You have 10 choices here. Notice I have continent and or land masses, so it's more than one answer. Europe, Asia, the Americas, Middle East, Mesopotamia, Africa, the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the land of Nimrod, or the land of Shinar. Okay, so we got some people that want to answer the question. Okay, speak up. Okay, that's one person's answer. That's it. I think they said you had a group of four, five, or six, or seven of you all down there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's one. Now, who was that from?
That was from Jarrell.
Okay, and how old is Jarrell?
10.
Okay, good. We have the next person. Who wants to be next?
I agree with Jarrell.
Okay, so you're saying what Jarrell's answer is your answer. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Carlson. I agree with Jarrell.
Okay, everybody's speaking for themselves. That's Carlson's answer. Okay. Who's next? That's why I wanted you guys to think about it so y'all can easily spit it out when we...
Yeah, come on, let's move quickly. Let's go. I believe it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. That's three.
This is Sister Mayo.
Okay.
Now, I do believe it's the same thing. However, I'm going to throw a little spin on this. Last week we discussed...
Okay, so when there's a however, that means I don't really agree with what they said.
No, I agree, but then there's some questions. I think there's two more that could possibly fit.
Okay.
And I have to say the Middle East, because that's Northeast Africa, and it was a part of the land of Ham during that time. And... also, in that area, there lies Mesopotamia.
Okay. So you're just excluding Europe, Asia, and the Americas, sounds like to me.
Yes.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but...
Hey, don't worry. We go. If that's why it's called the quiz, we give you the answers at the end. No problem. Okay, your husband there?
Yeah, I agree with that assessment as well.
Okay, you agree with who? I mean, we got two answers so far.
Takiya, my wife.
Oh, okay.
I was saying earlier, the Middle East was the city. Well, they changed the name from the land of Nimrod down the line, and it became the land of Middle East. So Middle East is actually the land of Nimrod as well.
So, okay.
I'm excluding everything except for Europe, Asia, and the Americas.
Okay. Now, do we have anyone else over there still? That's everybody?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Bobby. I want to hear your answer on this. I know you got your phone muted, so we got a delay for you to come back from the mute.
All right, I'm back from the mute. Now, repeat the whole question.
Okay, we're reading out of the book. It's what continent and / or land masses were the first two rivers that left the Garden of Eden located? Europe, Asia, the Americas, Middle East, Mesopotamia, Africa, the land of Ham, the land of Cush, the land of Nimrod, or the land of Shinar?
Oh, you said what? Continent. So continent.
And or land masses. I want both.
Okay. Continent would be Africa. Land or, what was the other part?
Land masses.
Land mass would be what they call Mesopotamia, or what you call in your book Old Classical Africa, or Classical Africa, which is the Mesopotamia part of Africa. But they don't call it Africa back then. They called it the Middle East. Well, they call it the Middle East today, or Mesopotamia, I guess, back then. But as you call it in your book, Classical Africa. So it would be what my answer would be: Africa as the continent, and then the land mass would be Classical Africa. And of course,
but Classical Africa is not an answer.
Well, what were the other answers? I know the continent.
Now, do you have your book in front of you?
Not really, but go ahead.
Okay, do you have the internet in front of you?
I got the book. What page are you on?
It's the prefix.
All right, let me see what your question is. Diage in the background here. Okay.
No problem.
Prefix, page 9 or 10? 10.
Okay, there you go. They're telling you. Good.
Okay,
paragraph.
Don't make my easier. Okay, what continent, okay, that's Africa, and or land masses were the first two rivers? Okay, the first two rivers.
That's right, not four. I don't care about the four. I care about three and four.
Okay, Europe, that's out. Asia, that's out. America, that's out. Middle East is out. Mesopotamia is out. Africa is in. Is the continent. Landmass, land of Ham. That's in. Land of Cush, that's in. Land of Nimrod, that's out. Because that wouldn't be Africa. Well, it would be. But not the first two rivers, though. The key you said was first two rivers.
That's all I know. I don't want the last three.
Okay. So Nimrod would be out as far as the first two rivers. And land of Shinar would be out. So then the continent would be Africa. The land masses would be land of Ham and land of Cush.
Okay. Now, I want everybody who got their book, let's go to our book so we can see the geography of all this. It's a good exercise, I think. I think this was a good exercise. Just so we can start learning how to use the maps and charts. Okay. Now, if you're on page 22 and 23, on page 22, we have something that's called the Land of Ham. So it shows you all the land that is considered the Land of Ham. Now, we're not asking the question about the Land of Ham. We're only asking the questions about the first two rivers. Now, the Land of Ham includes all of what we call the Middle East and Africa and what we call today. So that's the Land of Ham. That's what that is. Now, if we look closely in there and we go over to map 1.2. On page 23, we have what Bobby called Classical Africa or Old Africa. Then you start to see the rivers that left the Garden of Eden. The first one is down there where we call Lake Victoria, the Great Lake region. Okay, you got the Albert Nile, Mountain Nile, White Nile, Blue Nile, and all of these rivers. And you have your Lake Victoria. Now, all of these move up and go northward. And then on the other side of the Red Sea, what we call the Middle East. Now, let's go to map 1.3 so we can define the first river. Because we're only interested in the first two rivers once again. We're not interested in the three and four. So when we look at the first river, on page 24, it says Genesis chapter 10, verses 10 through 12, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison. That is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. So here we have the first river. And it says it encompasses the whole land of Havilah. If you look here on my map, I have Havilah on 1.3. That's somewhere around the area of what we call the Blue Nile. And what I believe, in my second book, I'm going to make it a little more clearer, but I believe it is the Great Lake region, okay, which we call the Horn of Africa. So we know the first river was in what we call the Horn of Africa. Now, what areas would that be in this listing that we have in front of us? Go ahead.
Havilah A.
And the Great Lake regions. If you see Lake Victoria, Lake Turkana, and you see Blue Nile, you see Mountain Nile, and all of those that I don't know how to pronounce the other ones underneath. Okay. So all of this is what we call the Horn of Africa. If you look on the left-hand side, you see like a little horn sticking out. That's underneath the Red Sea. That starts out into what we call the Indian Ocean. Okay? So if you see Havilah A, we know that's not in Europe. We see that's not in Asia. We see that's not in America. We see that's not in the Middle East. Is that right? We see that's not in Mesopotamia, right?
Yeah.
We see it is in Africa. Is it in the land of Ham?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well,
and that's what I want you to... That's why I want you to look back at your map 1.1 so you can remember what includes all of the land of Ham.
Yes.
Okay. Now, does it include the land of Cush?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first we got to ask, do you know where the land of Cush is?
It's the land of Cush is in Africa.
But where exactly? Because Africa is so huge, it might not be over in the Great Lake region, which we just talked about.
In Ethiopia.
Okay. What? One thing we want you to do is turn on page 44 to map 2.3. Okay, so if you have page 44, yo, Bobby, I don't think you're muted. I think I'm hearing you back in. Okay. Now, do you see where it says Kush and Ethiopia on page 44?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody sees that? And also, if you turn to page 51.
I'm muted, Emmanuel. That was.
Oh, okay. It's feedback from somewhere else. No problem. Okay. So what we have here, if you turn to page 51, map 3.1, is called Ethiopian Kushite Empire, the land of Ham, okay? And it makes mention or it shows Ethiopia and Kush, everything south of Egypt. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's usually referred to as the land of Kush. Sometimes since the Kushite Empire extended all the way over to all the way over to Mesopotamia, and if you look on the next page 53, we show that the empire of the Kush went all the way over to the Hindu Kush Mountains, which are located in what we call Afghanistan and ancient India, or what people call today this portion of India. They call it Pakistan because India got divided up when the British left. Okay, so we see that the Kushite Empire or the land of Kush extended greatly. So we do see that, yes, that's part of what we're seeing in 1.3 on page 24. So that one would fit. That is correct. Then we have one more, which is the land of Nimrod. Now, do y'all know where the land of Nimrod is? Do you have a map in there also on the land of Nimrod? If you turn to page 28, that's map 1.5, Nimrod's Empire. Now, is that part of the first river?
No. Babylon? River.
Right. Is this part of the first river, which is Havilah? You got to look back at your map, 1.3, and see where Havilah A is and tell me, is that the same area as map 1.5?
Yes.
Nope, it isn't. Okay. I want you to look at it a little closer. It is where Havilah W is, but not Havilah A. Over here where I have Persian Gulf.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Do you see Havilah W? That little spot above Havilah W is the Persian Gulf. Okay, so that's the portion we cut off. What they call in the Middle East is what we call the land of Nimrod. Now, is that part of Havilah A?
No, it's part of W.
Right. So that's not part, though the first river is not part, Nimrod, the land of Nimrod is not part of the first river. So I just want us to be able to see that because we're dealing with the Great Lake region, Blue Nile, White Nile, all of that. Okay. Well, we just want to walk through it because this is very important because geography is one of the most important things we deal with. That's why most people don't know when we're talking about the Bible where we're talking about. Okay, and then the last one is called the land of Shinar. Okay, when we talk about the land of Shinar, I know I got that in my book here.
Okay.
If you turn to page 53 again.
Page what?
Page 53, map 3.2. Does everyone see that?
Yes.
Also, turn to page 60. It's a little more clear on page 60. Where it's called the land of Nimrod. The land of Shinar. Okay. When we talk about this particular landmass, you see that Sumer is the ancient name for the land of Shinar. So do y'all see that Shinar is between the Tigris and Euphrates River?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So now is that part of the first river, Havilah?
No.
That's found on page 1.3. No. Okay, good. So far, what do we see is the answer to the first river? We haven't got to the second river yet. We'll get to that in a second. So which land masses are part of, we already agreed on the continent Africa, so that's simple. Now, in the land masses, or what land masses are encompassed the first river?
Chris?
The land of Ham? Everyone sees that that's part, is that right?
Cush and Ham.
Excuse me?
Cush and Ham.
Okay. Okay, the next one is the land of Cush. That encompasses it. But the land of Nimrod, Mesopotamia, the Middle East, and the land of China, none of that encompasses the first river. Everyone sees that? Did everyone see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good, good.